For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. My co-host, Dana Lake, will be back the following week. We absolutely love being here with you, and we provided all of our shows for you to listen to absolutely free at the Village Green Archive show section. If you go to the Village Green homepage, which is www.myvillagegreen.com, and on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you click on the microphone icon, it will take you to our archive show section where you can download all of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It's a great resource. Definitely encourage you all to take a look. So today we've got a great show lined up. The timing is perfect for where we are in the season. We always try and time shows with where we're at within the season. And of course, weather's getting cold, entering into a serious cold snap here as the Arctic air plunges southward. And with the cold weather and the winter often comes questions about immune support. And that is going to be one of the primary focuses of our show today. We're going to be discussing dietary and nutritional advice relating to and lifestyle advice relating to supporting your immunity throughout the winter. So as usual, we have a great special guest on the show. I have Dr. Erin Stokes. She is a naturopathic doctor and the medical director at Megafood. Erin received her naturopathic doctor degree from Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington in 2001. She believes education is a key to making positive changes. Erin truly enjoys educating others and has taught Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. She combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in the natural retail products industry. Dr. Stokes' personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and tools to change their lives. And Dr. Stokes also has a private practice where she lives in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. So, Dr. Stokes, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm delighted to be here.
Sure. So we're going to be discussing this aspect of immunity and immune support. And of course, being an expert in the world of natural medicine, as naturopathic doctors are, and then having extensive experience in the world of nutritional products, you're obviously going to be a wealth of information about specific nutrients that we're going to talk about to support the immune system and discuss some of the studies and research behind some of these products and their antiviral uses and antimicrobial uses. But let's kind of first start by setting the stage about what pieces need to be in place in order to have a healthy immune system in general, because of course we know, just like, answers don't just come in bottles, whether that bottle has a pharmaceutical label on it or that bottle has a natural supplement label on it. Health and wellness and immune support goes so far beyond just taking pills. So let's set the stage for what the immune system needs in order to be healthy. So I'll let you just kind of start with some of your thoughts on that.
Thank you, Kevin. I would love to. With us both being naturopathic doctors, we really do focus in on the whole person and the lifestyle, nutrition, as well as supplement piece. And this is a timely topic for us. You know, here we are in November. You mentioned the Arctic cold front. Well, it has actually arrived in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. As I sit here, it's not quite 0 degrees, and there's about a foot of snow on the ground outside.
Oh, wow.
So we really find that it's with this time of year, we're, of course, indoors more with the weather. And this close contact with one another promotes the transmission of cold and flu viruses. Also, these cold temperatures that we see lead to drier air, which, of course, dehydrates our mucous membranes that line our nose. And a lot of people may not realize that that's one of our primary defense mechanisms. So when that mucous membrane gets dried out and cracked, we're more susceptible to getting sick. Also, it's interesting that viruses can linger longer on exposed surfaces like doorknobs and handles and countertops in these cooler temperatures. And then I know, Kevin, you're very familiar with vitamin D. That's always an issue this time of year. We are able to manufacture vitamin D, particularly in the summer months when we go out in the sun without sunscreen for, you know, a bit of time before we put on that sunscreen. And our vitamin D levels definitely take a dip. So there are so many different factors. You know, sometimes people say, what are all the different reasons? I mean, I get that it's colder and I'm inside more, but why are people getting sick so much in the winter months? And this is really an issue. The Center for Disease Control says that, you know, the average American adult gets about 2 to 3 colds a year. And for all of you parents out there, you know that for children, it's often much higher. In fact, children average about 4 to 6 colds a year. So we're talking about a lot of time, since the average cold can last 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a lot of time. And kids certainly are in an environment where they share a lot more germs. And as I tell a lot of parents, especially children under the age of 7, those first 7 years is a crucial period of time for immune development. So it's almost your child's body's job to get sick, because we have to understand that the symptoms of being sick aren't necessarily just caused by the virus or the bacteria that's present, but it's often the immune system's response to the virus or the bacteria. And, you know, it's the child's body's way of learning how to identify these types of microbes and be able to fight them. And it's a process of exercise and working out and understanding and recognition. And it's a healthy thing. And your child shouldn't be sick all the time, but don't be worried if your child is getting the average 4 to 6 colds, you know, every year. It should be with the kid. It was a good recommendation, what you talked about, Aaron, about once a quarter or sometimes even more. And that's a pretty healthy thing for a child.
I agree with you, Kevin, wholeheartedly. And, you know, what we often see is that when kids first enter a common communal environment, that's when they really start to develop a series of colds and flus and other viruses, of course. I remember when our son, who's now 8, first went into daycare around 1 year of age. And, you know, there are studies that show now the kids that spend some time in daycare actually have stronger immune systems going forward and are less prone to allergies and asthma. But he has really never been sick in his life. And so you can imagine, you know, that my husband and I were quite dismayed as he started cycling through some of these different illnesses. And the thing that's so fascinating to me now is that in the last 2 years of school, he's missed 2 days total.
Sure.
And I think those early years really built up that strength, in addition to all of the other things that he does, being a naturopathic doctor's son. But you're absolutely right. And for kids that maybe aren't in a daycare or preschool environment, sometimes they will then cycle through those illnesses when they first arrive at kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the kids that are always getting sick in kindergarten, because at some point, the child will sort of enter that more communal environment and start to get some of those illnesses where they are able to work and, as you said, exercise their immune system.
Yeah, so it is. It's a healthy thing. You know, now for adults, you mentioned some interesting things. Certainly the dry mucous membranes is something people don't think about. This is the same reason why people are more susceptible to getting sick after an airplane flight. When they looked at the data and analyzed the air, recycled air inside of an airplane, there's really no evidence to show that there are higher amounts of virus or bacteria in the recycled air of an airplane than there are in the average air in a building. However, we know that the air is incredibly dry in an airplane, and it is now thought that the reason why you're more susceptible to getting sick after a flight has to do with exactly what you mentioned, Dr. Stokes. The dry air dries out the mucous membranes, and that dry mucous membrane is more susceptible to invasion by viruses and bacteria, because that mucus secretions are our body's way of protecting us from infections. It's an innate part of our immune system. So that's also a very interesting point. And there's been really good data to suggest these cyclical associations with viral infections and winter months having to do with vitamin D. So there's been some pretty widespread studies that look at different latitudes across the globe and trying to differentiate different cultures so that we're not just wondering, is it the habits of a certain culture or a certain group of people? If you look at a certain latitude all the way around the globe, at that same latitude, you're going to see similar effects of winter and summer months. And basically what you see is that no matter which culture or place, country that you study, or as long as you're on that similar latitude, usually north of the equator, you're going to see similar trends and increases in viral illness during the wintertime. And it is very much believed to be correlated with vitamin D levels. So, of course, as you and I, as naturopathic doctors and many even allopathic doctors, are very much on board with the idea that vitamin D deficiency is incredibly common and that many people may benefit from some vitamin D supplements. Right now is a great time of year to have an annual checkup with your doctor or just stop in with your doctor's office and ask that you get a vitamin D test. It is usually covered by insurance, and if your levels are low, your doctor will often recommend a vitamin D supplement, which would be good to do during the winter to keep your immune system up, because the data regarding vitamin D and immune activation is incredibly strong. So, Dr. Stokes, yes. We're going to take a quick break.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. No, make a final comment.
That is absolutely correct, and I think that it's fantastic, as you said, to get your vitamin D levels checked in these moving into winter months, because it gives you a good sense of how you're maintaining levels of this fat-soluble vitamin. And because it is fat-soluble and it does play a crucial role in so many different functions in the body, it is really important to get it tested. You know, recently, somebody came up to me and said, well, I thought vitamin D was really good for bone health. And I said, well, you know, it is. And it's also really excellent for immune health. And there are some very compelling studies on vitamin D's role in healthy mood as we move into these winter months. So that's another thing to think about. And with the dry air in the airplanes, we have an action that we can take around that. Many people, when they travel, and throughout the winter months in general, may do a saline nasal rinse with a neti pot or simply take a saline nasal spray with them traveling to try to clean out those mucous membranes and also to help re-moisturize. So there are some great action items in the points that you just made there, yep. Dr. Pizarro, that I wanted to mention.
Yeah, and one of my favorite ones is the X Clear nasal spray. You know, I don't always endorse a lot of products, but it's simple. It's got a little bit of xylitol in it, and xylitol is a natural sugar that doesn't affect blood sugar levels, and it's been shown to prevent the adhesion of bacteria to mucous membranes. And we know that the data is pretty clear that in kids who chew xylitol-based gum, they have lower risk of ear infections because the xylitol through the throat coats the eustachian tubes and prevents the bacteria from traveling to the air. So something like that, just traveling with you and a few sprays up your nostril before getting on a flight or even just during the winter months is a great way to support your upper respiratory system. And the vitamin D issue, testing is so important. People ask all the time, and I'm sure, Dr. Stokes, you get this question, well, how much should I take? I heard vitamin D is good, you know, but the answer is entirely dependent on what your blood test shows. Appropriate dose for one person might be 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 IUs a day. For another person, if they're heavily deficient, they may need 7,000 IUs a day. So there's no set dose for each and every person. We have known upwards values of safety limits set by certain bodies that study it. But basically, the Institute of Medicine primarily, but basically it's really about where your levels are, and the only way to tell and determine what the most appropriate dose of vitamin D is for an individual is to get the test. Now, Dr. Stokes, we've got to take a quick break. I know we've got a lot to get to. In the next segment, let's talk a little bit about nutrition and lifestyle, other things to keep the immune system up, and then we'll get into some of the specific nutrients because I know you're an absolute expert in that and have some wonderful information to share. So this is Dr. Kevin Pizarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, a local health and wellness pharmacy located in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been there for over 40 years, providing a traditional pharmacy, compounding pharmacy, and a great selection of natural supplements and body care products. They've been there for over 40 years. We're truly one of the first pioneers in offering people this type of health and support. The founders of the Village Green, two pharmacists, and I never forget hearing the stories about how when the place first opened, they used to have a cigarette machine in there. And these two pharmacists believed that it was a little counterintuitive to have a cigarette machine in a place where they were selling medicines that were supposed to get people healthy. So as their awareness grew, they started doing self-education, going to seminars, learning more about nutrition, diet, and lifestyle. And that cigarette machine was soon replaced with some bottles of multivitamins. And that's how the story starts. And they continue to devote their passion and their lives to creating a resource for the people in this area and really around the country to have access to the highest quality supplements, nutritional products, where people could get their regular prescriptions filled. And of course, a very unique service that they offer is the compounding pharmacy, which basically allows custom pharmacy to happen so people can get their needs met on an individual basis. So today we're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes. She's a naturopathic doctor and the medical director at Megafood. She has extensive experience as a practicing naturopathic doctor and extensive experience in the natural products industry. And in the last segment in this whole show, we're talking about supporting immunity. Dr. Stokes, thank you for being with us today. And in this segment, I'd like to start off by discussing, you know, possibly some tips that we can discuss relating to diet, nutrition, and lifestyle throughout the winter months that can help us keep our immune system running at its peak capacity.
Kevin, thanks for having me. Yes, I think on our earlier segment, we talked about using a neti pot, or you mentioned a nasal spray or nasal rinse, especially when traveling, but really beneficial throughout all of the winter months to help keep those mucous membranes hydrated and free of pathogens. Also, I can't neglect to mention something so basic but so important to remember is we have to really wash our hands frequently with warm, soapy water. I don't know about you, Kevin, but I am not a fan of these chemical antibacterial soaps. I just think enough time with good old-fashioned soap and water, if you want to have some kind of tea tree oil or something like that in your soap, fantastic. But I think that that's something that we got to remember, basic but true.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it on the show before, Dr. Stokes. It's a great point. There is no evidence anywhere to suggest that antibacterial soaps are any more effective than old-fashioned soap or water. The mechanism in which washing your hands helps to reduce the transmission of infectious bacteria and viruses has everything to do with the surfactant action of soap shedding the viruses and bacteria off your hand, and has nothing to do with anything antibacterial. And the other issue is that triclosan, the primary chemical that's used in these antibacterial soaps, is a known endocrine disruptor and is not a good chemical. It has known negative effects on our endocrine system, which is the system in our body that translates to our sex hormone production in the ovaries and testes, our thyroid function, all of our hormones. This is a very delicate system, and triclosan is not something that has any benefit that we've noted at all. And we've warned about this in the show before, because some of the other scary places where triclosan shows up, of all places, is in toothpaste. So you've got to read labels. And again, as you mentioned, there's zero evidence to suggest that antibacterial soaps have any added benefit. And there is some evidence to suggest that they contribute to microbial resistance of drugs that we use to try and treat these infections when somebody actually gets one. So, but yes, of course, wash your hands.
Just wash your hands, and usually 20 to 30 seconds. I certainly don't want to be using triclosan. Like you said, it has these endocrine disruption effects, and particularly when we think about kids out there who are trying to keep healthy. You know, there's lots of easy strategies, like kids can sing the alphabet so that they wash their hands long enough, or there's lots of things you can do to help with your kids with that. But I can't neglect to mention that, and good old-fashioned soap and warm water works well. It's just also a matter of time. And having enough time. And then moving into nutrition, you know, Kevin, we're moving into these winter months, and we've been talking about the Arctic cold front and colder temperatures, and there's a natural tendency for people to crave comfort foods. And for a lot of people, that's carbohydrates. So this time of year, and as we also are approaching Thanksgiving and moving into the December holidays as well, people often consume more sugar. Sugar consumption, I was just talking about this morning at our breakfast table, our family was, sugar consumption in our country is a real problem. We just are consuming too much sugar. And this time of year, we consume excess sugar. And it has definitely been clearly shown that sugar is hard on the immune system. And so when we're eating these high glycemic load foods, we're really not doing ourselves any favors. In fact, we're putting an additional strain and stress on our immune system as it's trying to fight off these different viruses and bacteria through the winter months.
Yeah, we know sugar is a known immune suppressant. It slows down the activity of what's called your natural killer cells, which are part of your body's innate immunity. These are the cells that are constantly surveying our bloodstream and coming in contact, first contact usually, with any invading viruses and bacteria. And people with strong innate immunity, oftentimes they can get exposed. Somebody can sneeze on them, or they could touch a doorknob that has viruses on it and then wipe their nose. And, you know, if you have a strong innate immune system, it can oftentimes take care of a virus or bacteria before it gets a chance to replicate to a degree where it causes an infection. And certainly eating foods that are rich in sugar, certainly for people that are, you know, we know, Aaron, as a naturopathic doctor in a private practice, you see a lot of patients and you notice, and I'm sure many people out there will identify this, certain people have kind of their own Achilles heel of their body or their immune system. So for some people, when they get sick, it always ends up being a sinus infection. For maybe somebody else, it always settles in the lungs. Or for somebody else, maybe they're very prone to urinary tract issues. Or, you know, everybody has sort of a different area of their body where where they tend to focus or concentrate, where their illnesses tend to show up. So for certain people, like we know that have chronic sinus issues, when in the winter months they're always getting a sinus infection, there are certain foods like dairy products, which are highly mucus-forming foods, which cause a lot of potential congestion in the sinuses. So those are things, specific indicators for people with specific types of infections that they would want to avoid. So food does go a long way in supporting the immune system.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about things that we want to avoid in terms of nutrition. We'll certainly cover some other foods that we want to emphasize. And I agree with you that you see an Achilles heel is an excellent way to put it for different people, that they may have susceptibility, like you said, maybe to a lung infection or a urinary tract infection. And the interesting thing that I also see, and I think the two are often related, as you mentioned, with consuming dairy. So for some people, consuming dairy at all, or in the others, it might be excess dairy, and then having a sinus infection. There are people that just know that there are certain things that will trip them up. For example, for some people, if they're feeling a little under the weather and they go out to a holiday party and they have a glass of wine, they get sick.
Yeah.
For other people, it's they eat that extra sugar and they get sick. And so there's a big piece of this of tuning into our own bodies and our own wisdom, because a lot of times when we spend the time as naturopathic doctors to really get to know our patients, they know. Don't you find that so much in your practice that they actually, people know what kind of trips them up and what their weak areas are. So we just really want to support people around that. And to that end, you know, there's that tendency to eat more sugar in these winter months. And so it's really important, especially as we get busy and sometimes don't feel like we have time to eat, that we get adequate amounts of protein throughout the day. And starting your day, especially at breakfast, with having sufficient protein for adults and kids alike will help stabilize blood glucose levels throughout the day, which helps stabilize your energy, and it also will help prevent some of the sugar cravings. So just want to make sure that we don't say avoid sugar without giving some solutions around what's the alternative.
Yeah, that is a good point. A couple other really important lifestyle issues that I know are affect at least my immunity big time has to do, one of the biggest ones is sleep. Getting adequate sleep, being sleep deprived, and being overly stressed are two huge suppressants of the immune system. So, you know, in the winter time with shorter days, it is almost more, the circadian rhythms are almost designed to allow us to have a little bit more sleep. But as we all know, of course, our schedules don't really slow down all that much these days between winter and summer months. But really trying to be respectful of the fact that you need a little bit more sleep. And this can be really important if you're starting to feel run down or you're starting to feel like you might come down with something. A lot of times those things can be headed off from getting a whole lot worse if you make sure to take extra care to go to sleep an hour earlier, to make sure that you're getting rest, to slow your schedule down a little bit. You've got to respect what your body is telling you, because if you don't and you get sick, you really don't have anybody else to blame but yourself. So listening to the cues that your body has and trying to make sure you modulate your stress and that you get adequate sleep throughout the winter months is a great way to help support an optimal immune defense. It's not necessarily an immune booster, but if you don't get enough sleep or you overstress yourself, there's very, very clear scientific data to show us that both of those things will suppress the immune activity significantly, and people are more susceptible to infections when they're operating like that.
Absolutely. People restore and repair through sleep. And there is so much research that shows the value and the importance of sleep. And there is also ample research that shows that Americans are chronically sleep deprived. There's a large percentage of Americans that have sleep, that are struggling with sleep and not getting adequate sleep. And it, you know, the impacts range from everything from immune system function to weight and obesity. And I'm sure you've seen the literature out there around not getting adequate sleep and then inability to lose weight, which is top of many people's minds. So it's very important, you know, and I like to say, think of it as an investment now. An investment, as you say, of going to bed an hour earlier tonight and maybe tomorrow night, maybe for the next few nights as you're feeling a little run down. So say that's, you know, winds up being 3 hours. That's a 3-hour investment now that could save you 7 to 10 days of feeling sick later. So it's worth it on the front end. We're all about prevention and being proactive.
It is. And one of the tips that I give patients, I mean, you know, a lot of people have just busy lives and schedules, and by the time they finish work and, you know, deal with the dinner and maybe putting the kids to bed and homework, you know, I mean, then everybody needs a little bit of time to decompress. And I understand all that, but, you know, sometimes by the time it's all said and done, it's 11, you know, it's late, and then people are getting up very early to start their busy days. So instead of just telling people they can't have that time, sometimes it's just not practical to rearrange your schedule overnight. I try and get people to commit that at least one day during the work week, they go to bed an hour earlier than they normally would. And I usually love it to be in the middle of the week because that does help create a trajectory for the rest of the week. So like maybe on a Wednesday night. But if that doesn't work for your schedule, just pick a night. Instead of going to bed if you normally go to bed at 11, go to bed at 10. If you normally go to bed at 10, go to bed at 9. Every single patient of mine that has done that and gotten that extra hour of sleep always reports how much they like it and how much of an improvement it makes in their ability to get through the entire week feeling a little bit more rested. So even though sleep deprivation doesn't necessarily work exactly like that, if you stay up for 3 nights in a row, you can't just sleep for 3 days and expect that it all weighs itself out and makes up, but it does always help to get an extra bit of rest when you can. So Dr. Stokes, when we come back from the break, I'd like you to take us through some specific herbs and nutrients that we know have a very beneficial impact, not only on just supporting the immune system, but some of these things from the natural pharmacy have been very well documented to have specific action against the types of viruses and bacteria that cause these wintertime illnesses like colds. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Facero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always my pleasure and honor to be with you on a Sunday morning. Hope that you all are getting some great information. We've been talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes about ways to support your immune system. We've covered in the first segment some reasons why we're more susceptible to getting sick during the winter months. In the second segment, we talked about some lifestyle and some dietary considerations to support optimal immune function. In this segment, we're going to be getting into some of the nutrients and botanicals that are very supportive for the immune system and can help carry us through the season to prevent us from hopefully getting sick, or if we do come down with something, helping us to recover a little bit more quickly. Dr. Stokes is a naturopathic doctor and the medical director at Megafood. She has a private practice also in beautiful Boulder, Colorado, where she lives. Dr. Stokes, thanks again for being on the show with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'm enjoying it.
Great. So let's have you do a little introduction for us to some of the most heavy-hitting or most well-documented botanicals and nutrients out there to support our immune system throughout this time of year.
I would love to. You know, I'm going to start with one of my all-time favorites, and that is elderberry. So for those of you that haven't seen elderberry before, you can imagine it's a very small, dark purple berry, and it has thousands of years of recorded history of use throughout the world, particularly in Europe. It's really considered an immune tonic and an immune-supported plant that's been used for a long time. And so that dark purple color comes from the anthocyanin content. And what are anthocyanins? It's kind of a mouthful. They're protective antioxidants that are used to support immune health and support the health of the mucous membranes, you know, that we talked about earlier, especially at the onset of seasonal challenges. So this is a plant that's excellent to use right when you feel like you're getting sick, or, Kevin, when you feel like you're going to be in an environment such as traveling or maybe at a conference or working in your child's school, or there's a myriad of examples of why you would want to use this. Now, traditionally, in terms of how elderberry is available, it's often available as a syrup. And I've certainly had the syrup in my home and used it. The thing that makes that tricky is that during seasonal challenges, elderberry is best taken about three times a day to just really optimally support your immune defenses. And so when you've got that kind of pretty messy, admittedly, syrup at home, it's not doing you as much good during the day. So one of the innovative things that we did at Megafood is that we got our elderberry fruit from a farm partner and then use our patented slow food process, which basically involves a very gentle dryer, that we're able to dry the elderberry, retain that beautiful purple color, that anthocyanin-rich content, and then have it as part of this formula it's a new formula, it's perfect timing for the cold and flu season. It's called Acute Defense to Go. And I was delighted because as a naturopathic doctor, I was hearing people say, oh gosh, I only was able to take that once a day because, you know, it was at home in the refrigerator and I wasn't able to get to it. And I think that convenience is key for really having that ability to follow through.
Yeah, it's a huge advantage. Because if you can't take the medicine, you can't get better. And that's what I always talk about with patients when it comes to things from the natural pharmacy. People are very used to the ways that pharmaceuticals are engineered. People have to understand that pharmaceuticals are designed and manufactured and studied in a way that they are designed to manipulate a process in the body very, very powerfully with very small doses, which is why pharmaceuticals can be incredibly effective, but also why they carry, all of them, usually a high risk of side effects, which is why when you see a TV commercial, everybody makes fun of it, but you hear the side effect profile, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe all those possible things. Well, it's because these medications are so powerful. When you look to the natural pharmacy, you get pros and cons in the other direction. The pro is that the likelihood of a adverse reaction or a side effect from something like elderberry is incredibly low. There's no known toxic dose of elderberry. It's basically a food. The downside is that in order for it to have a strong impact on your body, it oftentimes needs to be taken in higher amounts because this is basically like a food substance, and as such, your body can metabolize it, break it down, and excrete it very quickly and very effectively. So the plus side, very little side effects, no known toxicity. The downside, it's got to be taken more frequently and oftentimes at higher doses. So coming up with a delivery system and a mechanism that allows somebody to be able to easily take something like this multiple times a day is incredibly important. And this is probably the biggest issue when it comes to immune supportive supplements. And that's one where people often turn to natural supplements because there's not much they can do from a pharmaceutical standpoint. If you have a cold, there's really not much you can do. Even if you have a flu, if you've missed the window of taking something like Tamiflu, the only thing that you can do that they tell you is rest and wait it out and give you any other modifying, you know, other pharmaceuticals that manage symptoms, like if there's some bronchial or asthma, or if there's pain, you know, you take some over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. But there's really not much you can do. So people are always going to the store looking for the vitamin C and the different products to support their immune system. So the fact that you guys have developed it into something that's easy to transport and easy to remember to take is really great.
I think so. It's very important because we want to just help support people with where they're at. And when they have this packet, they can just stick it in their pocket, their purse, their briefcase, and it makes it easy. And you were talking about elderberry being regarded as a food, and that's absolutely true. That, you know, you can see in Europe elderberry jams and syrups. It certainly is. And speaking of food, we actually also have a farm fresh fruit phenolic blend in here. And the phenolics are these, again, antioxidant compounds found in fruit. And so our fruit blend, you know, we talked earlier about nutrition, and one of the things that people don't do as much of in the winter months is get these fresh fruits and vegetables. So we actually get our organic whole oranges come to us from Uncle Matt's organic orange grove down in sunny Florida. So we actually get the whole orange pulp, rind, and peel, comes directly from our farm partner, and then we're able to dry it again at our facility in New Hampshire. So this fruit blend has whole oranges, blueberries, and cranberries that are part of this tart fruit blend that really complements the elderberry. And so those are really kind of our superfoods that go along with then echinacea and andrographis, mm-hmm. two botanicals that are important for immune system support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, when we talk about using these nutrients, we should probably, you know, talk about how they're most appropriately mm-hmm. used. I know that, you know, elderberry yes. is one of the more widely studied herbs specifically for viral issues. And there's actually a fair amount. And I know, you know, you can't make certain claims about products, but when you just look at elderberry itself, there is a fair amount of data in vitro, which is in a test tube, and in vivo in people and in animals, where it actually seems to have some direct action against the influenza virus. I know I'm looking at now a 2004 study that it was done out of Norway and published in the Journal of Internal Medicine Resources in 2004. And it was a randomized, double-blind, controlled, placebo-controlled study that took 60 patients that had flu symptoms. And they were presenting within the first 48 hours. So it's important that you catch the symptoms very early. And they were enrolled in this randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study during the influenza season. They received 15 milliliters of elderberry or placebo syrup 4 times a day for 5 days and recorded their symptoms using a visual analog scale, which is a typical way that doctors will monitor symptoms of something like influenza. And the researchers found symptoms were relieved on average 4 days earlier, and use of the rescue medication was significantly less in those receiving the elderberry extract compared with placebos. Now, of course, there are more studies to support this kind of work with elderberry, and more studies are always welcome to try and verify its use. But that's pretty impressive. You know, that's 4 days earlier, people were feeling better and they had a much lower need for other types of medications to manage symptoms alongside the flu. But as you can see from reading that little abstract that they were taking the elderberry four times a day. So, Dr. Stokes, let's talk about what the recommended dosage is when you're using something like elderberry. Can you use it for prevention? What is the most critical time to start getting in your system? And what are the sort of range of dosages that you should be looking at depending on what you're trying to achieve?
Excellent question. Yes. So with this formula in particular, you really want to get ahead of it, just exactly like you said. With elderberry, echinacea is going to help with mounting a strong immune response. The andrographis in here is actually a very bitter herb, has a long history in Chinese medicine. So these botanicals, along with the food state vitamin C and the food state zinc, are really intended to support your immune system either right at the onset of any, feeling when you come home and you, it's almost a suggestion. Am I getting sick? If you barely even feel it yet, that's when you want to take this formula. Also, a lot of people are very happy with taking it with them when they're going, say, they're getting ready to take it home with them when they go home for the holidays, for Thanksgiving, or they go on a work trip. Now, it comes in a box that has 15 packets, and it's designed to be taken three times a day. So you have a five-day supply. This is not generally a formula that's taken, say, throughout the entire winter.
Mm-hmm.
This is acute defense to go. So this is a five-day duration. We've got it. You've got the dosage all, figured out three times a day for 5 days, and that's when these botanicals and this extra boost of nutrients is going to be most effective for helping you strengthen your immune system.
Okay, so it's designed for three times a day. Does it need to be taken
with
food, without food? Are there any specific recommendations on how elderberry is best taken to support its immune benefits?
That's a great question. As we talked about earlier, it's challenging to get people to take these herbs in general. And so this actually can be taken either with or without food, this formula in particular.
Okay.
One thing I like to note about our formulas is, MegaFood has really high quality standards. And to that end, these are fresh fruits, fresh botanicals, food state nutrients, that have been dried and carefully manufactured. And so we actually don't have any sugar. Remember how earlier in the program we talked about sugar?
Yes.
And weakening the immune system. There's absolutely no sugar, sweeteners, flavoring, nothing. There's no stevia. This is the real deal. And you can see the colors of the elderberry and the different plants. To that end, Dr. Passero, this is a bitter formula. This has a bitter taste. And I like to think of it, this is kind of my personal tagline that I think of it for myself. It's bitter because it's helping me get better. This stuff is the real deal. These are the tart fruits, the real botanicals. There's nothing sugar-coated. But we find that when people aren't feeling well, that they're happy to take something that's bitter. I just like to kind of put that out there, that you blend this powder with about 6 ounces of water, and you might even want to do 4 to 6 ounces. You don't want to put it in a big water bottle because you're going to kind of just chase it down. Because that bitter taste, as Americans, we're so gravitated towards sweet, but that bitter taste receptors and that bitter effect, particularly of the andrographis, actually has a real purpose in helping to basically support the immune system and get the immune system revved up and ready to go.
Now, let me ask you a practical question. I mean, yes,
sure.
Ideally, most people like you and I embrace the idea that bitters actually produce some very good reactions from our body and is a part of our palate that is totally underdeveloped because of our huge reliance on carbohydrates and sugars and sweets in this country and all of those things. But the reality is, the formula could probably help a lot of people, and some people just can't get their head around things that taste bitter and just won't do it. Do you have any suggestions of anything that it could be appropriately mixed with that might lessen the bitter blow that would still maintain the efficacy of the formula?
Well, that's a great question. What we do find is that people don't want to take something bitter on a regular basis, but they are more likely to take something bitter when they don't feel good. Actually, it's part of a small little market research group around this, and it was interesting to hear the comments. I kind of hesitate, honestly, to say that you could put it in juice because that's going to add some extra sugar content. But if that's, you know, if it's a very small amount of maybe like half juice, half water, and that's what you need to do to get it down, then that's better than not taking it at all. So beyond that, it's kind of my main thing is to blend it with less water,
yeah.
You know, to just really stir it up, use less water and take it down. And you know, what another person said recently was, when I don't feel good, I actually, my teeth aren't really so heightened. I'm not,
right.
I don't have much of an appetite,
sure.
And my taste buds aren't, I don't really care. I just want to get better. And I like knowing that this is pure and real and doesn't have any sugar that you didn't try
right.
to kind of mask.
Yeah, that well, that
flavor.
Can certainly be, you know, counterproductive if you're looking at a lot of sugar added to a formula that's designed to support the immune system. So I totally get and support the mission and the purity in which you guys approach formulation of the product to keep all of the sugar out. And it even says right on the label, unsweetened whole food dietary supplement, which is great. But, you know, one of the other reasons why I ask, there's going
sure.
to, of course, be people that would prefer to, you know, sweeten it a little bit. And so
yeah.
is that an option? And it looks like the answer is it's not ideal, but it would still probably be an effective formula if you did. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is there any recommendations for the use of formula with children? I know that elderberry, of course, is one of the best herbs as far as safety profile and efficacy in working with kids because it tastes good. Is there any recommendations or is this product not intended for children?
This product is designed for adults, so this product is not intended for children.
Okay, great.
And one of the things I did want to say in terms of our target audience is just that this also is tested, like all of our products, to be gluten, dairy, and soy-free for those people that out there that have suspected or known food allergies and sensitivities. It's tested pesticide and herbicide-free. It's certified vegan by vegan.org. It's a non-GMO project verified product as well. So I just wanted to let people know about those important.
Yeah, well, that's great. That it's really important. I mean, the dairy-free and soy-free and gluten-free is really important. And of course, you know, most people are concerned about pesticides. And it's, you know, what we do is we usually look for the organic certification. But something like black elderberry fruit, I mean, there may be somebody may be harvesting great elderberry from somewhere. But if it's not on a certified organic farm, you know, it can't have that organic label. So the fact that you guys test everything to ensure that there's no pesticides or herbicides basically gets you that same certification almost as organic. But you can't always achieve that when you're sourcing different botanicals for medicinal purposes. So, Dr. Stokes, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this topic up and discuss some other tips for keeping your immune system healthy. This is Dr. Kevin Pesaro with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We've been talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, a naturopathic doctor and medical director at Megafood, discussing immune support for the wintertime. And in the last segment, we had a great discussion about one of their new formulas called the Acute Defense, which utilizes one of the most well-studied herbs for having antiviral action, which is the elderberry fruit, along with some other synergistic nutrients like some antioxidants and phenolics from fruits like oranges and blueberries, as well as some echinacea for general immune support and some andrographis. So Dr. Stokes, we don't have too much time left, but there's a few other ingredients in the formula that maybe we should just make a quick mention of to discuss how synergistically it works together to support the immune system.
Thank you, Kevin. I'd love to do that. So Acute Defense to Go, again, is really intended for a rapid immune response when you need it most. And so there are key nutrients and plant compounds in this powdered formula that's just in this easy-to-go pouch that you add the powder with water. And we talked mainly about the botanicals in the last segment. And I just wanted to highlight that in addition to the elderberry, echinacea, and the andrographis, along with our fruit blend, we have two key nutrients that are well known for immune support and really important for supporting that acute response. And they are zinc and vitamin C. So all of our vitamins and minerals at Megafood are delivered in whole foods. And so our vitamin C, for example, is delivered in whole oranges. And that comes to us from one of our many farm partnerships, our farm partnership with Uncle Matt Organic in Florida. And so it comes from his organic orange grove up to us in New Hampshire. And we use the whole orange, pulp, rind, and peel. So you can get all of that, those good phytonutrients that are found in the whole orange. So vitamin C and zinc, both really important. Zinc is sometimes, I think, I don't know what you about you, Kevin, but kind of the unsung hero of the immune system. It's a crucial mineral. There's some excellent studies that show that it's helpful with shortening the duration and severity of colds. And in fact, there's really even more data out there on zinc than there is on our beloved vitamin C, both very, very important. So important to include food sources of these two nutrients throughout the winter season, but also getting this extra boost in Acute Defense to Go along with the botanicals is something that's important.
Yeah, it's really nice to have the blended nutrients, and zinc clearly is one of the most important nutrients for the function of our white blood cells, which again fall into that category of providing our body with its innate immunity, its ability to identify viruses and bacteria and take care of them at early stages. And, zinc deficiency is unfortunately a little bit more widespread than we might think. So getting a little bit of zinc in is useful. And there is good data to suggest that zinc can shorten the duration and severity of common colds. So it's great to have that in there. And I love that, Megafood is one of those companies that does use food-based nutrients, which is great because your body can absorb everything easier when it's in the matrix of a food, because that's how our bodies were designed to absorb nutrients. So, Dr. Stokes, we are just about out of time. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the show today and educating us about some of these great aspects of keeping our immune system healthy.
Thank you, Dr. Passera. I really enjoyed our conversation today.
Great. All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. I'm Dr. Kevin Passera, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.